We'll now be talking about Sleeplessness, a 2022 drama documentary production. It's returning as a screening to Carriage Works this Wednesday. The powerful personal narrative meditates on identity, memory, and inherited trauma. Drawing on the struggles of generations of women, the performance production comments on the effects of migration institutionalization. On the line, we have Kaz Therese, writer and performer of Sleeplessness, to talk about their incredible work. Hi, Kaz.
Hey, Amy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. A little bit of bronchitis, just to let everyone know, but not too bad.
That's oh no. So I'd like to ask briefly, what is Sleeplessness?
So Sleeplessness is a theatre performance that I created. I've been creating for over 20 years now, and it originally went on in 2003 at Performance Space. And then it got recommissioned as a completely new work 20 years later at Carriage Works. And it's a beautiful, haunting love song to my family. And I grew up not knowing the identity of my family. I didn't have any, like, extended family, grandparents, stories of grandparents, any kind of extended family. And we didn't really know our personal history, because my mum grew up in an orphanage. And then in 2000, my sister found these secret family documents that kind of, that I've put together and pieced together to try and kind of create this family history, to find out the kind of secrets of my identity. And so the theatre piece works through those documents and create in a kind of memoir, documentary, cinematic way, and a bit of a whodunit, to try and find, you know, to try and fill in the clues of my family history.
Yeah, I mean, as you're saying, due to these family documents, it has become part documentary, part investigative piece. Where do the real aspects blend into more fictional parts?
Yeah, so in a lot of it, because it works a little bit like a, you know, true crime mystery, in that the audience are working through the documents with me, but I've actually gone to Budapest and I've made some film. And I've recreated images of myself as my grandmother and reimagined her in film. In Budapest, and we went and filmed in 16mm film back in 2003. And then I recently kind of refilmed them now as a kind of middle-aged artist. And so I also talk a lot about the parts of my life that I do know. Like, we grew up in Mount Druitt in Western Sydney. My mum's a migrant, but she also has no memory of her childhood. So my mum's memory was erased in the orphanages that she was in, and her language and her culture. So I was recreating the memories for my family, from my perspective, of course. And I do that using, you know, this kind of recreating, like, nostalgic footage of my family, of my grandmother. I use some B-grade 80s horror movies. And I talk about my perspective as a queer person and being queer in my time in Budapest and what that was like. So there's lots of kind of layers to it that start to build a really clear identity around who I am, creating my identity, but also solving this mystery. And it's interesting, because the more I do, I realize it's kind of a female war story, and, you know, a working class family history that talks about the impacts of war from the perspective of women. And we've so often heard about male stories, like, it's been done, like Platoon, Saving Private Ryan, Apocalypse Now. And those movies and many, many, many more like it are about, you know, recollecting memories, the male memories from war and their experiences in war, But the female experience hasn't been explored because the female experience is of the home. But the impact of that has huge implications on you know, mothers and daughters and future generations like myself. And so it discusses that as well. So it's a really important work for now in that it talks about impacts of war and migration. It's a love story really about my family, and kind of reowning these traumatic parts of my life, and by doing this, I kind of enable now to acknowledge, you know, all the beautiful parts of this story because I've created them for myself, in a way.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And with your obviously complex family history, Sleeplessness does explore really important topics, which are so important to tackle in art. A bit of change in direction. Sleeplessness debuted as a live production in 2022. Is it exciting to have your work return to Carriage Works now as a screening?
It's incredibly exciting. And I'm so proud to be collaborating with Carriage Works again. The screening is really important because we filmed it as a really beautiful work. We're looking to also move the work into, there's a live stage work, but we're also looking to transform the work into a feature documentary. So the showing is very much about looking at the potential of film and this story, as well as I'll be having a conversation with the composer Anna Liebzeit, who's an incredible composer who did Rolf de Heer's recent work. And we've been both working on this piece for over 20 years. And the conversation is going to be called Performing the Personal and how making this work kind of interrelates between our personal relationship as friends and collaborators. And Anna's also has a migrant history and a First Nations history. And my history is a forgotten Australian, which identifies, you know, migrant children like my mother who were institutionalized. So our relationship as collaborators and friends in our mid-20s to now has intercepted in this kind of where we both found out and more about our history, our family's history as survivors of institutional abuse. And so it's been a really kind of radical friendship in many ways. And so we'll be talking, and then there'll be lots of Hungarian cakes and tea, which is what's not to love about that.
Yeah, it all sounds really interesting and the treats sound really delightful. All right. That was Kaz Therese on their production Sleeplessness.